From the St. Ignatius Chapel at the Manresa Jesuit Spiritual Renewal Center in Pickering, Ontario, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl, and today our homilist is Deacon Mike Walsh. We remember the remarkable life of Father Henry Nouwen, who was an internationally renowned priest and author, respected professor, and beloved pastor who wrote 39 books on the spiritual life. Born in Nijkerk, Holland, on January 24, 1932, Father Nouwen was called to the priesthood at a very young age and was ordained in 1957. He would go on to teach at the University of Notre Dame and the divinity schools of Yale and Harvard. In 1985, he spent his sabbatical at Lars in Troisy-Brule, France, and a year later, Nouwen came to make his home at Lars Daybreak near Toronto, Canada. Today marks the 25th anniversary of Henry's sudden death while he was visiting Holland, and he is buried in Richmond Hill, Ontario. This Mass is offered in thanksgiving for the many gifts Henry Nouwen has shared with so many over the years. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And
as we have placed ourselves before the Lord on this feast of Saint Matthew, we again recall our own weakness and that we need God's guidance. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us say together, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And let us pray. O God, who with untold mercy were pleased to choose as an apostle Saint Matthew, the tax collector, grant that, sustained by his example and intercession, we may merit to hold firm in following you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts Christ gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at a tax booth. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed Jesus. And as Jesus sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick do. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So I'd like to start by asking you a question, if I can. And regardless of where you are, if the answer to the question is yes, raise your hand. So here it is. Do you consider yourself a disciple of Jesus the Christ? So I'm going to put my hand up here. And when I was thinking about this, I went to Webster's Dictionary and looked up the word disciple. And a disciple is one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines of another. And I think if you're here watching the Daily TV Mass and you join us regularly, this describes each of us. We do our best to accept what Jesus teaches and assist in spreading that good news around the world. And today in our two readings, both of them, which are so applicable for this feast day of St. Matthew, it is a call to discipleship. A call to be a follower of Christ. And in our gospel, you probably heard this story many, many times, but in our gospel today, what's happening? Jesus is going from place to place. He's walking, and he encounters this man in a tax booth named Matthew. He's sitting right behind the tax booth. And Jesus comes up to him, and he offers him just really two words. He says to Matthew, "Follow me." And Matthew immediately gets up and leaves the tax booth and follows Jesus. Now, again, I know you've heard this story many times, but it's really quite incredible when you think about it. Here's Jesus starting to build his followers, and he picks this man, a tax collector. Now, we might not know this, but 2,000 years ago, tax collectors were absolutely the most hated of the Jewish people by the Jewish people because of what it is they did. They probably hated them more than even the Romans. They considered them to be unworthy, as you see later on with the Pharisees' reaction about who Jesus is eating with. And the invitation from Jesus is very simple. It's not a big, long questionnaire, no big, what's your resume? No, it just simply goes up to this man and says, "Follow me." And the part of the gospel that's really so riveting to me anyway is what Matthew does next. He physically gets up. He leaves the tax booth and follows Jesus. He literally leaves his old life behind him, and he goes and he follows Jesus into this new life. In our first reading, Paul is there, and Paul really is telling us what it takes to be a disciple of Christ. And I love the way he says that he is a prisoner of Christ. And he says, if you too want to be a prisoner of Christ, I am begging you to lead a life that is worthy of being a disciple. And again, what does that take? No long resume. He says this simply. It takes humility, gentleness, patience, and most importantly, the ability to love. The ability to love ourselves and then give that love away to the other. As you heard at the beginning of Mass, Father Hank mentioned that today we remember a special person, Father Henry Nouwen. 25 years ago, he died on this day quite suddenly. Now, I know many of you probably don't know Henry Nouwen. Many of you do. I happen to have been really very fortunate to spend 2 years as the executive director of the Henry Nouwen Society, and his books touched me all through my formation. Father Ron Rollheiser, another well-known Catholic priest who writes in North America mostly, but he said this in a recent column about Nouwen in the Catholic Register. He said, "Nouwen's readers identify with him because he shared honestly his struggles. He related his weaknesses to his struggles in prayer, and in that, many readers found themselves looking into the mirror." And I know that was true for me as I was reading his books. And while I was part of this very special group with Sister Sue Mosteller and a number of others, we started a series called the Henry Nouwen Spirituality Series. And one of the books that was edited by this wonderful man, the late John McGovgov, he put together writings of Henry's that had not been published or talks. And one of the books he created was this one called A Spirituality for Living. And in it, it really talks about what it takes to be a disciple of Christ. I often thought maybe that would be a better title, A Spirituality of Living as a Disciple of Christ. And in the book, very early on, he talks about Luke chapter 6, another one of these moments where people are called. And in the story at night, we hear Jesus goes and he goes away and he is in solitude, in deep prayer. And then as night gives way to the morning, Jesus comes and he chooses his 12 apostles. And as morning gives way to afternoon, the apostles, along with Christ, go down onto the plain where many have gathered so that they can hear Jesus teach and they can be cured by Jesus. And Nouwen goes on to say that it is these three disciplines, which is really what he says in this book. What are the disciplines needed to be a disciple of Christ? And he says that there are three of them: solitude, the ability to live in community, and then go out in ministry. So in solitude, what we do is we really go and we are alone with God, just as Jesus does on so many occasions. We search for intimacy, friendship, and companionship. And once we make this connection, once we make room in our hearts for God to be with us, we can go and live in community. And Henry Nouwen says something very interesting about community. He says, community is not an organization. He says, no, community is a way of listening and living. And living in community, he says, is not easy. So he says there are two important things if we want to truly live in community: forgiveness and compassion. We often talk about the daily TV Mass community. And I believe we are one because we come together and we celebrate each day with this Mass. And I know we are a people who believe in forgiveness because at this Mass, like every other Mass, we will pray the words that Jesus left us, that we will ask for forgiveness of our trespasses and grant forgiveness to others. And once we connect, once we live in community, we go out in ministry. And again, all disciples of Jesus, Henry Nouwen says, are called to ministry. But ministry is much more than doing things, although you would be called on to do things. Ministry is something we trust. And the Daily TV Mass community is a community that trusts in prayer. We pray for those in our intentions book. We pray each day for everyone who we care about. We have the week of Masses for prayers for things like vocations. And each November, we come together with our book of remembrance. We pray and we come together in ministry and gratitude and with great compassion. And so if we do these things, when we say yes to Jesus' invitation, just as Matthew did, to follow him, when we spend time in solitude to make room for God in our life, and when we come together in community and ask for and grant forgiveness and celebrate together, this will lead us into ministry with gratitude and compassion. And that's what allows us to truly leave this Mass in peace because we have chosen to live our lives with discipline as disciples of Jesus. So join me now in our prayers as we know that prayer brings us love, brings a love alive in our lives. Dear God, may we always remember the importance of discipleship, of solitude, community, and ministry. And may this help us to come together to make time for you and to open our hearts to hear your call. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As part of our ministry of prayer, we join together as we remember those in our community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those who are dedicated in ministry and care to the sick. May they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and caring with hope and joy. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear the prayers, hear these prayers and the prayers of all your faithful servants as we strive to know you, O Lord, to celebrate you and to serve you. And we do these things aided by the power of the Holy Spirit and through your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
The humble spirit and contrite heart may we be accepted by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities, cleanse me of my sins. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate anew the memory of Saint Matthew, we bring your sacrifices and prayers, O Lord, humbly imploring you to look kindly on your church, whose faith you have nourished by the preaching of the apostles. Through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ, our Lord. For you have built your church to stand firm on the apostolic foundations, to be a lasting sign of your holiness on earth, and offer all humanity your heavenly teaching. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the host of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these guests, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our bishop, the order bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. Sharing in that saving joy, O Lord, with which St. Matthew welcomed the Savior as a guest in his home, we pray, grant that we may always be renewed by the food we receive from Christ, who came to call not just the just, but sinners to salvation, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks
be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.